Sunday, the 9th of November, Rabbi David Kohn, drinking and davening, drinking and paskening.
The topic of today's shiur came about because of two incidents that happened to me. I wasn't drunk. There's something to do with drinking, and you get no special points for getting that. And that's the following. Number one is, being a Kohen, we know that on Simchat Torah, the Duchenin is pushed or pulled back early on, the Duchenin Shacharit, and not in Musaf. Many of you will know the reason for that is that you're not allowed to duchen when you've drunk some wine.
Yeah.
And
sheer,
since, come to God, try and explain it all in Mitzvah Hashem. And since the situation is that after the Kriyas HaTorah, normally there's a kiddush and people drink, so therefore, that is the reason why, in case any of you didn't know and you wondered why, that's my business kohenim is in Shacharit and not in Musaf. But I began to think, and we'll see, there's a din that not only can't you duchen when you've had some, we'll see what drink it is, whether it's wine, whether it's any strong drink, when you've had some, certainly when you've had a reverse of wine, not only can't you duchen, but you can't daven either. And if you can't daven either, it may help for duchening, but what about davening musaf? How can we all daven musaf? That's question number one. Question number two, that in a way you'll see was a little more acute. We finished Seder nights quite late this year, and as we finished, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, as we finished, you wouldn't believe it, but there was a knock at the door. So somebody said, hello, come in, yes, Eliyahu Hanavi. I said, you must be Eliyahu Hanavi. Who else would come at 4 o'clock in the morning? He said, I'll tell you, I'm terribly sorry, but I was walking past, and I heard that you were towards the end of Haggadah, and I've got a shaila I want to ask you. So I waited a bit outside the door, and now that you've finished, I knocked on the door. I said, come in, what's the... So he said to me, look, the hot plate in my parents-in-law's house, they forgot to put it on. Is there any way, can we call a goy to turn it on? And backwards and forwards, he wanted to know what he was going to do with the food. I told him what I told him, because we're not giving a share now about hot plates and about all of that. And we discussed it again the next morning in shul. He came to me afterwards and discussed it. He said to me, I hope you don't mind me asking you, but he said to me, how could you paskin after four cups of wine? How could you paskin after four cups of wine? You drank wine, you're not allowed to paskin. So I told him, it's something which is afoot. I told you it was osser. I told him it was osser, I said to him, to tell you it was osser, something that was really posh, that I can tell you. But I was interested in looking at it again, because it is a good question, and something needs looking into. Let me share this a little bit with you, with some of the sources. The Gemara in Eruvin, and the Gemara says, Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Shoso Revius Yain, Al Yoyre, you're not allowed paskin. If you've had a revius of wine, the revius, normally, maybe for Seidna, it will take a large shear. But if you're talking about Issa, how much you're going to be machmir, take a small shear. So 75 cc's, very small amount. Al yoyre, you mustn't paskin. Omar rabo barafuna, shosui al yispalil. Somebody, the same Gemara here in Eruvin, somebody who's drunk mustn't daven. V'im hispalil, tfilosui tfilo. But shikha, somebody who is a shikha, we need to know the difference between shosui and shikha, but somebody who's drunk enough to be called a shikha, al yispalel, v'im yispalel, tfilosui to'eva. So I'll present you with another question before we see some of the Maran Mekonis. After Purim, we all go for a Purim, for a Suda on Purim afternoon, and you'll finish, normally the Suda will go through until about Nacht, and then people, you go to Haggis after Purim, and it's absolutely full. Full of everyone coming. Now, most people will have been mekayim the mitzvah on Purim of drinking. There's a mitzvah to drink. You don't have to drink shikha, but there's a mitzvah to drink. And people are turning up. You definitely had more than a revius. And that shasui, you may have even had enough to be considered a shikah, and we'll see in a minute what the shiurim are of shasui and shikah. The question is, how can we daven after Purim? How can we daven Maariv without having had a sleep or whatever is necessary in order to remove the hose es yeinenu, to remove the wine from us? This is the question. There's another Gemara that I want to see, that I want to learn together. The Mishnah increases. The Mishnah says, Shoso yayin v'nichnas lemikdosh v'shor kedei achilas pras. Somebody who's drunk wine and he goes into the Beis HaMikdosh and he drinks, he remains there kedei achilas pras. You know roughly what shir that is, but in machlokas between 2.5 and 9 minutes, not a long time. Chayev is chayev. Good. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Revelezo imaton rabbonon, v'sheichu al teisht yochel afilu kol shuhu afilu migisoy." You would have thought it's even the smallest amount of wine, and even if it is wine that has just been pressed, grapes that have just been pressed. Talmud loyma v'sheicha, the pasuk says, "Ein isa elo kedei l'shaked." It's got to be that one has got to drink enough to intoxicate. V'kamo kedei l'shaked. How much is this shir? Revius yayin. It's got to be a revius of wine, and how old has the wine got to be? Ben mem yoin. It's got to be 40 days old. So here the question is, of course, if you had grape juice, would it help or would it not help? In ke mas hamad loy meyayin, loy malchosh umuzhori malov kol shehu, umuzhori malov migisoy. Even if it just been squeezed less than 40 days, so what we would possibly call grape juice, it seems here there's also an azhora not to do, but the punishment of koreis there isn't. The chiyuv of koreis there isn't. Good. That's the Gemara. There's one more Gemara that I'd like to quote. Gemara in Brochas. The famous story, of course, with Chana and Eli HaKohen, where Eli HaKohen thought the Chana was drunk. Milo Yodat, the Isha, Milo Yodato. Did you not know, said Chana to Eli HaKohen, the Isha Keshas Ruach Onoichi, the Yayin V'Sheikh Aloishosisi, Omar Rabbi Eloza. Rabbi Eloza says, Mikan, from this piece of Novi, Nelnechshad Bedova She'einboy Shetorich Loidioi. Something else. If somebody sees you doing something which looks suspicious and you haven't done anything wrong, you have an obligation to divulge and say, looks as if I'm doing X, but really I've done Y, and so on. Good. Al titenes amosecho lifnei bas bliyal. Omar Rabbi Eloza mikan l'shikah shemispalel ki ilu oved avodah zorah. That's what it says. And let's start with that. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tfilah din shosui v'shikah l'tfilah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, shoso yayin. If you've drunk wine, how much? Kedei revius. Even if it's only revius, al yispalel. You're not allowed to daven. Musaf on Simchas Torah. How does that work? Ad sheyose yenoi, until you do something which is going to remove the intoxication. Vim shosa yose, if you've drunk more than revius, and you will have done if you've made kiddush, because you're not going to have exactly 75 cc's, you'll have more. So if you drunk more, imu yochel adabe lifnei hamelech, if you could speak in front of a king, then he says like this, l'chatchila no, but im hispaleo. If you want to know, do you have to daven again? Im hispalel tfilos tfilo. V'im ein yochel adabe lifnei hamelech, then im hispalel tfilos tfilo, v'tzorach lachta ul hispalel kishiyosi yeinu me'olov. I think we all see people in shul on the story Purim, however much they want to be mechaviv davening ma'ariv, but they certainly couldn't speak tfilos hamelech. The question is, are the yotzer, if you know in your own mind that although you're reasonably in control of yourself, but to speak in front of a melech, your mind isn't clear for that, can you daven ma'ariv? So here it says, you're not allowed to. Va'afilim ova zman ha'tfilo, mashlim oiso b'tfilo shachareah, kedin shogeg. You daven twice shacharis. Nothing to do. You can't daven, so he says. V'din krishma kedin tfilo, Aval shal brochas yochel levorich afal pishu shika, and we'll see what shika is. Now there's a fascinating machzis hashekel, and I hope it'll be worth your while coming just for this machzis hashekel. Fascinating. The question is the following. I'm going to first take you, if I can, to Dinei Suda. That's as far as davening is concerned. Din is reasonably clear. I'll maybe learn a little bit more with you about this. Kol echot shu shosui, sagilei lefi ma shemagish benafshoi sheyofig yeinu. How do you know when the wine has, so to speak, the effect has worn off? Depends how you feel. The Shulchan Aruch says, it depends how you feel about it. Velochein, says the Ramah, ein nizharim beyeinu shelonu, we're not careful with our wines, which is going to be a bit of a teretz to what we do Musaf on Simchas Torah and generally on Purim. She'ein chazokim. Number one, they're not as strong as they used to be. The Gemara talks about diluting wines, and we don't dilute wines as much as they are, as much as we don't dilute wines at all. But that's not for now. The Gemara is quite clear that if you drink wine as it is, so to speak, neat, the Gemara says over there that in such a case, there's even the question that you don't make whether you make Baruch Pergoffin, you don't make Baruch Pergoffin. Certainly, Shosso Yain Chai is considered that's not the way to drink it. The optimal way to drink it is diluted 1:3. Take our wines and drink them 1:3. It's water. So once it's quite clear, our wines are not as strong as they were. Something has changed. They haven't been diluted. One, it depends where you buy from. There's no question about it. The law, for example, of the country in France is you're not allowed to add any water to wine. Absolutely 100%. And the good wines notes as well, the producers have told me that not a drop is added. So therefore, no wine, the wine, our wines are weaker than they used to be. Why? Something's changed in the Matthias. You cannot make a wine nowadays which is stronger than about 14% because the alcohol kills off the yeast which produces the fermentation. Something's happened. The Matthias has changed. Wine used to be stronger. But our wines are not so strong. This is the Ramah based on the Trumas Hadeshin who brings this. Shemispalalim afopi sheshosa revias v'yosa. That's why we seem to daven even though we drank not just a revias but even a bit more. V'chol shekein in mispalalim mitoch sidr shebiyodei, says the Ramah. If you daven inside, you look inside, it helps you focus. Shein choshim l'shichrus ma'at kein nirali, so says the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah about it, by the way. Hainu liyashev haminug avol mikol mokoim ein nochoim. It's not correct to do it. That's what it's not correct to daven if you have drunk more than a revias in reasonably recent memory. Says the, brings the Mishnah Berurah quotes, kosv b'yam shel shleimoi ubeyontos yochol yispalel mincha. The question, what about Yom Tov as well? Often people don't go for rest on Shabbos. Shena b'Shabbos Tanuk. On Yom Tov, there's no such thing as Yom Tov b'Shena Tanuk. On Yom Tov, the meaning is that one has a Suddhas Yom Tov, one learns, and one goes off to Mincha. So here, in Suddhas Yom Tov, the mitzvah, boss of the Yayin, so he's had Yayin. Now, how can you have a Mincha? You can't wait until the effect of the wine is worn off because you just finished the meal and now you're going to Mincha. The kol shekein ho'idna, says the Yamsha Shlomo, all the more so nowadays, the belav hochi ein mechavnim kol kach she'ein lahaktiv b'shasri. This is a very poor, very sad limud zchus, that even if we weren't drunk, we would daven like somebody who was drunk. So therefore, you don't gain all that much by getting rid of the wine. But certainly, lechatchila, Mishnah Berurah says quite clearly that it's a limud zchus, and lechatchila, one should be careful not to be drunk. Now here, in Hilchos Seuda, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. The Machzor Shekel, don't worry, I haven't forgotten the Machzor Shekel, but it goes on the Shulchan Aruch, and here it is. It's like this. He says the following. I'll quote the Torah first to you. Yerushalmi says, Shikar Mahu. What is the definition? We saw in the Gemara, Shosui shouldn't daven the Chatzchila, but if he did he have it? Filosui. Shikar, even if he did daven, Filosui to Eva, it doesn't work. Yerushalmi says, Shikar Mahu, Shiyavorech, Mahu Shiyavorech, can he bench? Never mind davening. What about benching? How can you finish your Purim Suda? How can you bench? Yes, you can't see the bench is straight. How can you how can you bench? There's no head to the bench. Mao Shiaborich Abu Bar Ovin Oma Chad Chosid Shoal Eliyahu. So one, here we are, so we're connecting Seder nights with Purim. So one Chosid once asked Eliyahu Novi, Shika Mahu Shiaborich. What's the din? He didn't have anybody else to ask except Eliyahu Novi. So Eliyahu Novi, please help me. What's the din? Does a shikah, does he bench or not? Omar le, v'yochalto v'sovoto uvirachto. It says in the Pasuk, v'yochalto v'sovoto uvirachto. So therefore, in any event, afilu medumdum, even if he's falling asleep, he's fighting with himself to be able to keep his eyes open. Yes? Pirush, shuhu nirdam, he's falling asleep, v'einu miyushu b'daitoi, his mind isn't clear. Yes? Matsoi Purim syndrome. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're so drunk at She'eni Yochel Ledaber, then you're not allowed to bench. So this is what says the Taz. The Taz says the following. He asks the question. He says that the Yerushalmi mentions that even if you're medumdum, you're not allowed, if you're medumdum, even if you hardly keep, you can't get the words out straight, you can still bench. Says the Taz, V'afal gavdu b'tfilo osa. When it comes to davening, you're not allowed to. So why are you allowed to bench if you're not allowed to daven? Benching is min ha-Torah. Davening is only b'drabonon. Says the Taz, you know what he says. He says, Shor brochas loy chamiri. Tfilo, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It may be that it's only b'drabonon, but you're standing in front of Hashem. For that you need a greater clarity of mind. When it comes to other brachas, even if Birchas Hamazon is your writer, for that it doesn't matter if your mind isn't quite so clear, as long as you really do bench and you say the words. So the Taz says, and he brings a chiluk, he says, as the Ramah says explicitly at the beginning of the Siman, that only davening and Krishma are different and not benching. Birchas Kohanim will have to come to. We'll come to next time. I'll try to get to it in the end. But the Mogen Avraham has got a different pshat. So Nira Lee says, Mikol Mokim Yochel Ledaber Lifnei Hamelech. He says, no, this person who cannot speak Koroi, he can't get the words out. He's beginning to slur his words. Yes? I think that every policeman, he wouldn't need the breathalyzer. If a fellow's slurring his words, you know that he's under the influence of drink. So nonetheless, says the Mogen Avraham, the Nirali the Mikol Mokim Yochel Ledaber Lifnei HaMelech, you can still speak in front of the king. What's going on? The Imloi Kain, there's a kasha. How can it be that you can't speak korotli, you can't speak properly, yet you can still speak in front of a melech? The Taz says, no, very simple. You can't speak clearly, you obviously can't speak in front of a king. His heresy is that benching is less strict than Shmoneh Esrei, because Shmoneh Esrei is standing in front of a melech. The Mogen Avraham says no. When the Shulchan Aruch says you can bench even if you can't speak korotli, it means you can still speak in front of a king. How you can't stand in front of a king and slur your words. Here we come. Here's the Machzor HaShekel. The Machzor HaShekel says the following. The Ma'iri, we're talking about Shadaitoi Tzlula, his mind is clear, Elo Shelashoinoi Kvedo Miladaber. It doesn't mean that you're slurring your words, it means that you're speaking, your speech is laboured, we say in English. Your speech is laboured. You have to speak slowly. You can't just speak like this, as you would speak to anybody else normally. You're trying to think of the words. I'm going to tell you that this is what I'm thinking. Yes? You've got to speak slowly. So he says, Kederech Shosui, like somebody who's under the influence of drink, V'tzorich Ledaber B'mitun, he's got to speak slowly, so he can't find the words so quickly. V'hamedaber Lifnei HaMelech, somebody who speaks in front of a king, B'lav Hochi, Eino Derech Eretz Ledaber B'mihirus. It's not Derech Eretz to speak quickly. Ki im b'mitun, to speak slowly. V'lochein, yuchal ledaber lifnei hamelech. Aval amadabe im reihu, ein miderach ha'olam adabe benesinus. If you're speaking to your friend, it's not the normal way to speak slowly. You will speak fast, he says. Kol kach v'lochein shapim mikre eini ochel adabe karoi. That's what he brings over here. This is an amazing chiddush. He says the following. You'll see in a minute what it's relevant to. The Master Shekel answers the question that there seems to be a stira. On the one hand, if you can't speak bifnei hamelech, then you definitely can't daven. Yet you're allowed to bench, even though you cannot speak karoi. Says the Mogen Avraham, if you can't bench that way, if you're allowed to bench, surely you should be able to daven. And you can't speak karoi. If you can't speak karoi, how can you speak bifnei hamelech? Says the Machzor Shekel, it doesn't mean, like the Taz understood, that it means that your speech is slurred, that you can't speak properly. It means that you can't speak as quick as you normally speak when you're speaking to somebody else. But you're going to speak slowly, word by word, carefully. You measure each word. Says the Machzor Shekel, do you know why you can daven that way? Your mind is clear, 100% clear, but it takes you time to find the words. Why can you daven that way? Because says the Machzor Shekel, that's the way to speak in front of a king. That's the way to daven. If you speak in front of the king, you speak slowly. When you're speaking and you have a speech in front of somebody who's royal, you will be very careful each word that comes out to make sure that it's a carefully chosen word as it should be. Therefore, since your mind is clear, and although your speech is a little laboured, that's the way to daven. That is the way to daven. Therefore, what it means you can't speak karoi means you can't speak at the normal speed pace that you would if you're talking to your friends. But when you're davening, since that's the way to daven, he says, perfectly all right. This is amazing. I felt this was an amazing agav ucha musa haskel of how to daven, how to say every word. All I can mention to you, if I can share with you. And then we'll move on to the halacha part of it, that I had the schus to learn in Kol Torah. I learned in Kol Torah, and I had the additional schus to be there in the yeshiva when great Gaon of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zeche Tzadik Livracha, was there. And when he had Yotzeit, Mincha used to take, I'm not exaggerating, 35 minutes. Take 35 minutes. What took the time? The quiet Shemoneh Esrei always took a bit of time. Shemizah was about 10 minutes quiet Shemoneh Esrei on a weekday. But the Chazoras HaShatz, he said over Chazoras HaShatz, and you heard him speaking, you closed your eyes, you heard somebody speaking to someone else. It wasn't a machine shootout. As it came, anybody who was able to hear Shlomo Zalman, the sweet tone, it was Sabeinu Mitzuvecho Uvorech Shemoseinu Kashonim Atzeivois Poruch Ato Hashem. Every word you heard somebody speaking to someone else. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the way that one speaks with Bifnei HaMelech, and one's speech should be labored when one davens, to the extent that even if one can't get the words out, because Matzoi Purim, if your mind is clear, that's what the Mogen Avraham says, explained by the Machzor Shekel, that is still considered Sheyocha Ledabe Bifnei HaMelech, because that's the way to speak Bifnei HaMelech. But that's what comes out of here in Hilchos Suda. But let's continue from where we are. Now, as far as benching, you can bench, as long as your mind is clear. You can bench, that seems to be agreed to, you can bench. There's no problem with benching after Purim, after the Suda. When it comes to Mariv is a bit more difficult. But because davening, you have to have clear. So according to the Mogen Avraham, so even if you can only speak slowly, and your mind, but as long as your mind is clear, but even if your speech is a bit labored, you can still daven Mariv. That's okay. Even if your mind is not quite so clear, now the question is like this. According to the Ramah does give a kula, but since nowadays we don't have our kavana, isn't quite so marvelous anyway, therefore there is maybe a hetzer to daven. So if you feel that you can, certainly your mind is clear enough to concentrate on your davening, it seems that the combination of the fact that our wines are not so strong, our kavana may not be so marvellous even if we wouldn't be, there is a heter, b'diyeved, l'chatchila, not to be in this situation, but the Purim Suda, you would mekayim the mitzvah, and then you would end up in a situation that's perfectly alright. Halachically, there is upon them to rely. Somebody whose mind is really not clear, but their mind is clear enough to remember this shir, will be able to, the best thing to do is to wait a bit until they can daven, either daven is a much later marid, or daven be yechidus, or if necessary, it might have to wait until the next morning, until you daven shacharis twice, far better than davening, and that davening being considered tereva, the bracha for batola, v'loi ol so loi klalu klal, in order to work it out. That's what we have over here. But going back to Simchas Torah, so if we're not worried about the Musa, why are we worried about the Duchening? Why are we worried about the Duchening? We're not worried about the Musa. The answer is that Duchening is modelled and built on the din of Avodah Beis HaMikdash. And Avodah Beis HaMikdash, there's a Trumas Hadeshen which we won't have time for, but the Trumas Hadeshen is very machmir about it indeed. He goes into it and he says that although our wines are weaker, and we could use the same Svara as the Rosh uses, the sorcerer is the Rosh, and he says that now our wines are weaker, nonetheless the Trumas Hadeshen, he starts off saying yes, you could be more Michael, etc. At the end, the end of the Tshuva, the Trumas Hadeshen claws back, so to speak, and says who knows exactly the shear and how much, and therefore we're very careful with Duchening, more so than Tfilah, because it's modelled on Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and coming into the Beis HaMikdash there's a tremendous Oynesh of Koreis for anyone who is there as Shosui, and therefore we're more careful, and certainly as we're only going to Duchen once, we push it back to Shacharis to be able to avoid the situation, that's a Lachatchila situation we can avoid, and therefore Duchening is like this. Now, as far as Paskening, once you've had something to drink, there's a Gemara that I'll quickly read to you, the famous Gemara in Beitza. And the Gemara, Hu Gavra, the Osna Kamidra of Papa, came in front of a Papa, the Gemara in Beitza, the Afdalas, almost Alas, starts off, goes through to Omid Beit. The Osna Kamidra of Papa, Havale Hanuch Beitzim, Mishabbos Leontes, he had eggs that were laid on Shabbos, and the next day was Yontes. Yontes fell on Sunday. Osna Kamei, he came in front of a Papa, and he said, Mahu, what's the din? Lemichlin hu lemocha. Can I make an omelette tomorrow on Yom Tov with these eggs that were laid on Shabbat? Omale zilo idna. Go away today, he said to him. Besor lemocha. Come back tomorrow. The rav lo yimuke amoyro ilave miyomitov lechavrei. He didn't want to paskin from one day to the next. Mishum shichus. Because he had drunk a revius already. Ki osa lemocha, when he came the next day, omale. He said, Eichu hashtesh taloi v'amrilcho rav v'rebi yochanon halacha k'rebi yochanon. Baruch Hashem, I didn't paskin, because I would have said that there's a machlok, it's rav v'rebi yochanon. We almost say the halacha is like k'rebi yochanon. And in this case, is an exception to the rule. And under the influence of the revius of wine that I would have had, I wouldn't have remembered that. So he knew enough to remember rav v'rebi yochanon, exactly, there's a machlok, who says what? And that the halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan, but he wouldn't have remembered that this is an exception to the always rule, and therefore I would have got it wrong, he said. From this we learn, and Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly in Yerodea Reish Mem Beis Sif Yud Gimel, so the Ramah says quite clearly, V'yezoe kol odom shlo yoyre kishu shosu yayin oisho devarim hamashakrim, so it could even be whiskey, afilu bedovo poshut, even something simple, im lo shudova boru bapoiskim, so he says. Now there's a machlokes where it should be bapsukim or bapoiskim. It's got to be something that's absolutely clear. We haven't got time for that now, but it's fascinating. There's a machlokes, the Shach says, the Tor Sofer, there's a whole question about it. Is it bapsukim or bapoiskim? But the bottom line is, seeing as we're running out of time, the bottom line is the following. That if one is clear, absolutely clear, that the effect of the wine has worn off, and one doesn't feel anymore the effect of the wine, that is mutter to paskin. We would need another shir to go into the details of this, but there, most of the kalim, if you want to have a look at the shach there, Sifrot and Yutes, is all of this over here, he discussed it. But if one feels absolutely clear, one's mind is clear, this is the maskona, the nira, the heim lo maru elu bestoma, aval im boru loy, shesor yeinu me olov, then it's mutter. So this is the maskona of the shach over there, if your mind is clear. There's a story that happens not very long ago, that someone came to ask Rabbi Yashiv a shaila, and it was Yontif. Came to ask him a shaila, and he said to them, come back in half an hour's time. They thought, oh, at long last, we've caught Rabbi Yashiv out with a shaila he doesn't know the answer to on the spot. But they found out afterwards that Rabbi Yashiv had had some wine, so he went to sleep for half an hour, and only then was he prepared to paskin to give the answer. So here you see, it is absolutely right. At the end of Seder night, if one's had four glasses of wine, then, and one feels the effects of the wine, then absolutely right, you can't paskin. But if you feel clear, by the way, and it doesn't just apply to wine, if one's told, if there's something on one's mind, and even if one's had no wine at all, it's mafurish as well that you can't paskin either. You can only paskin mitel kishav adas. Maybe at 4 o'clock in the morning anyway, the overwhelming factor wouldn't be the wine, but it might be the tiredness.
Yeah.
So that would also be a factor whether you can paskin or you can't paskin. This gives you a bit of an insight into the halachas of benching, davening, duchening, and last, when it comes to paskening. And there's also a difference whether it's Choshen Mishpot or whether it's Yehudea or Elchaim. That itself is a difference, but again, maybe more for another time and not for now.